Good morning, guys. For those of you who'd like to boost your immune system, go to Alaska Chaka in the description box. Click on that link and remember you get 10% off in free freight for being from the channel. And then for those of you who'd like to give a review of a hospital or a corporation, you got a story to tell, go to communityreviews.org. Fantastic platform. And then for those of you who'd like to give a you wanted to learn more about USANA vitamins, go into either the description box or the comment section. Robert's posted all of his information there. The easiest thing to do is just to give him a call. If you got something going on and you want some help in knowing what to take to help get through it, just give him a holler. And what Brendan and I do, and a lot of other people do, we take the Cell Essentials, MagnaCal D, the Percosa, and the fish oil. We take that twice a day. Fantastic stuff. And then for those of you who would like to learn more or you want to take CBD products, go to martinbrodalecbd.com. Like USANA vitamins, there's no fillers in them, which means your body can absorb the good stuff. It makes a world of difference when you've got something pure and natural. Let's go ahead and dig into some of the stuff here from Brenda. So 3,500 plus fish from 12 different species have been found dead along the Ohio River.
And what we have discovered through the testing and sampling that's been done is that very early on, we have estimated based on our sampling and modeling about 3,500 dead fish across that space, across those streams, tributaries, waterways, 12 different species.
Okay, so I'll put that into the into the comment section, but keep in mind here that what the deep state had in mind was to put this entire thing, this entire part of the train, into the river. They had it planned out different. One of the viewers, they explained what they had in mind. It was going to be way worse. Way, way, way worse. And so by putting it on fire, what they did is they just burned it up. And yeah, it went up into the atmosphere. But what they had planned, though, was going to be the deep state, they were going to do something a whole lot worse. It would have been catastrophic, okay? And then this here, message from Emerald Robinson. She says, if your pastor has a rainbow flag flying at your church, remove him from the pulpit. If your pastor thinks BLM is a civil rights movement, remove him from the pulpit. If your pastor took money to push the vaccines, remove him from the pulpit. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the message from D.C. Drano. Ohio residents, do not sign any liability waivers against Norfolk, Southern, or any other parties responsible for this horrific chemical disaster. Hearing reports of people being pressured to sign, don't do it. Please help get the word out so these victims can get their justice one day. Remember, when you have the chance to sue BlackRock, Vanguard, and others, you're going to get a whole heck of a lot more. And then this here. So nobody is waking up. It's normalized Biden, Governor Maryland, addressed as boy. It only pisses us off. So Biden here with the grand wizard of KKK. So who again is playing you, lying to you, using you for votes? Creators of the KKK oppose civil rights of blacks. Yep, that's the Democrat Party. And, keep in mind here what's really going on. Keep in mind and take a look at who has been in control of this planet for so long. For so long. Anyway, let's go ahead and dig into some of the news here. So, Idaho legislature passes bill to move Idaho-Oregon border to include large swath of eastern Oregon. This is great. So, it looks as though it's going to be, for the most part, most of, or at least half of Oregon. And so the things in red, the counties in red, they've already voted for joining Idaho. There's one county in green that will vote next on joining Idaho, and then counties that haven't voted, that haven't yet voted on Idaho, and that's most of those to the left anyway. So it'll be interesting. At one point here, we could see almost all of, or a large part of Oregon, going to Idaho. And as it says here, in November 2022, two more counties in Oregon voted to join the state of Idaho. Several other counties have already done this in recent years. The reasons are pretty simple. These Oregonians are tired of being associated with the radical left that rules the city of Portland and drives policy for the rest of the state. Exactly. They're fed up. And then this here, Pete Buttigieg tries to blame Trump administration for Ohio train disaster and toxic chemical plume. That's E&D. This is E&D. For those of you that are new, that means expose and disclose. So Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has a new excuse for this for his horrible handling of the train disaster in Ohio. It's Trump's fault. Now, as we know, he is just one of a whole lot of people that have already been arrested and is probably over in Gitmo. If this would be the real him, then he's probably been chipped and he's playing out a role. Who knows? But at any rate, he's been dealt with one way or another. And so anyway, so Buttigieg is trying to suggest that policies put in place under 2018 under Trump prevented the implementation of policies that would have stopped this disaster from happening. And so if this is just, like I say, it's all about E&D letting you know what he's really like. And this is what we're going to see. You know, like Brendan said a couple weeks ago, the news is going to get dumber and crazier. It's not going to make any sense. And there's going to be a whole lot of expose and disclose coming. A lot more than we've ever imagined. And then this here, World Government Summit panel discusses the shock needed for the New World Order transformation. So at the World Government Summit 2023 panel discussion, Professor Arturo Bries of the IMD World Competitiveness Center argued that a shock was needed for the transformation to the New World Order. It's all part of the plan to complete control over the common man. How wicked. Okay, so what they're doing is they're letting you know. This is all about the WEF and them wanting control over everybody. And it says, so Dr. Arturo Bries says, how is this transition going to happen? I totally agree that the world order, the way it is built today, doesn't make any sense. That is not in line with the economic powers like India, Brazil, or Germany. They don't have a massive role in the international order. But to me, the big question is how we are going to go through this transformation. It cannot be gradual. It has to be driven by a part, by a certain shock that will happen. So now we will consider this entire no. Anyway, so they're telling us what they're going to do. There's going to be some major catastrophic thing here. So what the White Hats have done is they've completely flipped it on the Black Hats, and they're going to do their own wake-up call here. And then this here, Marjorie Taylor Greene blasts neocon Nikki Haley, calls her Bush in heels, and compares her to Liz Cheney. So as we know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is never one to hold back, and she certainly isn't doing so when it comes to Nikki Haley. The congresswoman has blasted Haley as Bush in heels. What is this about? Minutia. Noise. Look at this while the alliance does this over here. And then let's see here. And then this here. Non-binary ex-Biden official accused of two luggage thefts released without bail after court appearance. So Sam Brinton, the Biden regime's former Department of Energy official, has been released without bail after being accused of stealing two suitcases from an airport baggage claim on separate occasions. This is kind of like E&D and noise at the same time. It's a nothing burger, but they in a way, though, they want you to understand just how screwed up that the left really is, how stupid and utterly messed up that they really are. And but at the same time, they're also wanting some noise so that they can do their thing. Okay, that's how I read it. And then Senator Josh Hawley introduces bill to ban social media for children under 16. This is not totally bad, by the way. You know, the kids may scream bloody murder, but you know something? They need to be doing something else other than being on social media 24/7. So the bill called Making Age Verification Technology Uniform Robust and Effective, meaning mature, Act would require platforms to verify that a user is over 16 before allowing them to create an account. This would be great. To do this, users would be required to prove their full legal name, date of birth, and government-issued identification to verify their information. Now, some people are going to go, well, this is wrong. Why should you do this to kids? Number one, the internet has created more problems for kids than anyone ever imagined. And so getting them to get away from the internet and have them do something productive, that's what needs to happen. We got so many kids that all they do is they spend their time getting into trouble. And then this here, massive 5-acre fire breaks out at Kissimmee, Florida warehouse storing plastic plant pots. Flames 2 stories high, residents with breathing issues told to stay inside. So approximately 2 acres of plastic planters were set ablaze before spreading to 5 acres. Local citizens with breathing disorders are being told to stay inside. So firefighters are working to protect the nursery in Kissimmee after a massive fire nearby broke out early Tuesday morning. And I know some people are like, well, so who started the fire? You know, sometimes there's not a boogeyman behind every fire. You know, sometimes, you know, like Brenda, she laughs at me. You know, when I say, look at the cloud, look at that weird cloud up there. I wonder if there's like a mothership or something behind. She goes, Martin, there is not a Vimana behind or a UFO behind every cloud. I'm like, yeah, but it's fun to think about, though. You know, it's kind of, you know, kind of fun. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that sometimes some fires, they just happen. Okay? And there's just clouds and there's just fires that happen. So hopefully, you know, for all you guys, stay safe down there, stay inside, and hopefully that you're not affected by all the chemicals. You know, and moving forward, we're going to have so much is going to be different, and things are going to be made different. Everything. It's going to be so much better. And then California Kern County Board Supervisor Jeff Flores labels constituents clinically diseased for questioning 2020 election results. This is definitely E&D here. And so California Board Supervisor Jeff Flores lashes out at his own constituents as clinically diseased for questioning election results and Dominion machines. As it says here, sparks flew during a recent county meeting between Kern County resident Vince Mayo Maico, that's M-A-I-O-C-C-O, and County Board Supervisor Jeff Flores, who's a Republican, over insults levied by Flores towards his own constituents during a radio appearance on the Ralph Bailey Show. Maico played a recorded segment of the broadcast where Flores and radio hosts could be heard referring to Kern voters as election deniers that are clinically diseased, among other disparaging remarks. You know something? This is E&D. Absolutely. You know, there's a whole lot of rhinos out there. Absolutely. And so, yeah, they're being exposed. And I see a blurb over here. Pure evil. Police say Florida rapper killed his pregnant girlfriend in front of her toddler just after he was acquitted of double murder. I mean, it's just absolutely insane, some of the stuff you see. And, you know, it, you're just like, you just shake your head in disbelief. And yes, that stuff, people, there's a lot of people in this world that we will never, ever get along with, ever. Federal prosecutors investigating Trump's classified documents case move to turn the screws on Trump's lawyer. So, federal prosecutors investigating Trump's handling of classified documents are seeking testimony from Trump's lawyer, M. Evan Corcoran. Trump lawfully stored presidential records at Mar-a-Lago, but Joe Biden sent his machine gun-toting thugs to raid the Florida residence last summer. And, yeah, we know about Joe Biden and all the stuff that he's got. And that was done, I imagine, like 3 years ago when they arrested him. So, anyway, this is E&D. And it's part E&D and part to keep you busy over here while they do other things. And then, that looks to be it for now. I want to thank all of you for your support, whether it's by way of PayPal, checks, or cash in mail. Thank you. And thank you so much for supporting the sponsors of this channel. Alaska Jagged Tea, Hero Soap Company, CommunityReviews.org, as well as USANA Vitamins, MartinBrunellCBD.com, Greasy's Garage up in Worcester, and Bears Products. God bless y'all and have a great day. Bye-bye now.